Hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey. And that'll be enough of the intro music. How you doing, Gar?
I am doing well. I'm trying to find out what's making noise here. Hang on. There we go. All right. There we are.
It's me.
Now we're there.
It's me making a lot of noise.
Yeah, it was the old interweb sitting there jingling and jangling. Not to make sure that my I have a technical crew here, and every once in a while they get their hands on things, and, you know, it's crazy stuff. You know, they got
it. Sounds like they're going ape.
They do. They're my button pushers, and most of the time when I'm doing the old live shows, they have fun with them buttons, typically pressing the wrong ones, you know. They're like, hey, guys, press a button, and they do. But, yeah.
There you go.
All right.
My profound apologies.
Oh, no.
Got caught up in 10 million things. It's been the Sunday from fun time.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that happens.
But it's all good in Erie House. Tell you what, I'm really, really excited. There's new hosts coming on board and whatever. But enough of that. You're here. You're my guest. Let's talk.
Sure, let's talk. Let's see. Do you want the origin story?
Yeah, I would. Tell
okay,
me
all right.
The
a long time ago, it was a dark and stormy night.
Are you typing
isn't that the best
top
way?
Of a doghouse?
Yeah, there was the Red Baron was there, and Snoopy, and a long time ago, when I was a very young ghoul, in the Washington, D.C., Norfolk, and Virginia areas, there was my first introduction to getting scared silly was shock theater. And we had a host. Our host was the Bowman Body. And it was basically a one guy monologue thing, kind of what I do, because I'm a one man show. But he was local television. That's the big difference. And so he did have a crew back there. But very, very minimal stuff and scared me silly. It's like, ooh, and you enjoy that. You know, it's kind of a thrill, so to speak. So got into that. And then it was about 8 years ago that I was on an internet intertube website thing. And it was chat. It was chat and video. And so a lot of people were getting on there, and they were sitting there with a camera, and they were just talking. And I thought, you know, what this really needs is content, because we're basically broadcasting here. And so for a while, I did a 7 a.m. to 7:30 or 8 o'clock little cartoon show. And I would toss in, like, Yogi Bear or something like that. And so I showed, you know, and people would tune in the morning. They were, there he is, you know. And so I did that.
And the internet, is that right?
I did it on the internet. Yeah, again, this is like 8 years ago. I did it on the internet.
Do you mind me asking, what venue were you using back then?
Define venue.
Well, how did you broadcast? How did you get your show out?
It was something called like a webcams or something. It's a streaming program. It's a streaming program that you connect to your little webcam there, and in your computer you got the program running, and then you would connect to a host website, and that website would let you do it. And back then it was called Blog TV. BlogTV.com.
I remember Blog TV. There was
I was one of the people on Blog TV. I was one of the early ones.
Yeah.
It kicked off in the U.S. about 9 years ago, something like that. And I got on first, and I just kind of talked to people, and you meet people of the same ilk that, you know, have same interest in this, that, and the other, and talked to a bunch of people they're interested in ghosts and spooks and things go bump in the night and all that, and just all kinds of different folks. And then I was like, well, this is all fun and everything, but we really need content because this is basically broadcasting. So I started doing the cartoon thing. Then I started doing Sci-Fi Friday, and I would, like, it was long. It was like, here's all the science fiction television programs you missed during the week. So I would rebroadcast all the science fiction television programs that came on cable and, you know, that were interesting. Within the parameters of good taste, you know, you can't do, you know, R-rated stuff on there. And then finally, I made the jump, and I was like, okay, we're changing everything. No more Sci-Fi Friday, no more cartoons. We're going to do horror movies. And people were like, what? And I was like, we're going to, yeah. And so the first one I did, and it was a big build-up to horrible horror. It's going to be amazing. And I had an amazing intro and everything and kind of built up to it. And the first thing I ever showed was the film Pinocchio in Outer Space, the animated feature.
I remember that movie. God, it's been years since I've seen it.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah. Well,
I don't mean to be interruptive, but
go ahead.
Someone logged in. You know, you can go in. There's a little chat for Blog Talk Radio.
I don't see the chat, and I want to see the
chat.
Okay.
Well, there's someone in there now called. They're calling themselves Gory Horror Show, and it's someone named Susie Q, and she's saying hi to you.
Oh, Susie Q. Oh, yeah, Susie Q, the amazing Susie Q. Yeah, they're a long-time listener or something.
And I want to say hello to Evil Annie Ruppert, one of my long-time listeners.
Oh, there you go.
Hi, Evil Annie.
Why am I not seeing the link or the chat?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm not in the right place.
I don't know. I'm using it as a user, so I don't see what you're seeing. See?
Yeah. Oh, okay, the chat's coming up.
Scroll down to
okay.
the bottom. There could be a button for the chat.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there.
There
we
you
go.
Are, Kyle, the ghoul.
All right, Gordy Horror Show. Yeah, all right, there we go. There we go, all right. So, yeah, because I wanted to interact with the people. That's one of the great things about the Internet versus the Evil Annie Report says, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Blah, blah. One of the great things about the Internet and this interactive opportunity. Back when we were young and we saw our shock theaters and creature features and macabre mayhem, whatever, you couldn't interact with the host. You could talk to the TV, but you couldn't actually go, you know, call them up and go, hey, Gar, blah, blah, and then I go, hey, blah, blah to you too. Well, now with the Internet, you can do this live. There's that live opportunity, so it's fun.
Yeah, and I guess it's one of your bywords, Gory Horror Show, just said, careful, Icarus.
Yeah, careful, Icarus. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Icarus.
The little kid
that had close to the sun,
wings
right?
of wax, and yeah.
Yeah.
flew too high to the sun, got burned, and became a horror movie host. way back when, I was watching The Bowman Body, scared me silly. And so going back to the blog TV thing, so finally one day I said, okay, that's it. And so I came up with a little bit of a face application and flipped it on, and we did Pinocchio in Outer Space with the monster space whale and all that. Very, you know, and everybody was like, we thought you were going to show something terrifying. I was like, when I was a little kid, kind of spooked me seeing a space whale, all right? so everybody knew at that point in time, yes, it's humor. And it's, you know, hard. And so then I would bring in, you know, some of the oldies and show those. And as you've talked about before, I definitely the thing about copyrights and this, that, and the other, most of the films that I show, I would say darn near 100% of the actors are long gone. A lot of the directors are gone. A lot of the grips are gone. These are people that have passed away because they're so old. So the people that are making money are just making money off residuals, and we own this, you know. And it's like, well, yeah, it's yours, and you can cut me down at any time and shut me down, and I will stop showing it anytime. Just, you know, if you toss me that letter, cease and desist, I shall. But until then, it's just people kind of gathering around, like back in the 70s, some people had movie projectors, and they would go and they would put up a screen or throw it on their wall, and they would gather the neighborhood, and you'd watch an old film, you know.
That's a great explanation. You know how anal I am about the public domain and being careful, because I do know.
Well, yes, because it could get litigious.
Yes, we are in a litigious society.
Yes, yes. You know, so if you blow your nose in the wrong wind, someone's going to sue you. But yes, so
but
more
it could
or less,
help you win the bicycle race.
Right. So it's very grassroots, and there was a situation with Blog TV where at one point in time I got like 100 viewers, and I would get 200 viewers and three. And the problem with that is, in an interactive situation, it's very difficult to try to read a chat when you've got so many viewers. You cannot follow the comments.
It's difficult, I would imagine.
And so. Now we're a little bit lower, you know. We're getting, you know, 50 viewers, you know. Well, very, very close to the Erie House TV that you have going on. I don't know the depth of viewers. You know, are you getting 1,000 viewers at one time, or is it a little bit low?
Well, here's the thing. It's hard to tell. Veterans who have used live stream for a long time, there is a counter in the lower left-hand corner, but it is absolutely inaccurate. And I discovered that when I was part of the Creepy Castle with a couple of partners there. We had a website.
Right.
And we found that far, far, far more people were logging in and watching. So at this time, I have no way of knowing how many people are watching. I mean, it might say 5 or 10. There could be 100.
Right,
and it's just very difficult to tell, because not everyone participates in the chat. Some people just like to kick back and watch. So it's really difficult to tell. What I'd like to do ultimately is move to a new venue, but I want to continue to do what I'm doing now and make it look like old school television.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to apologize again for running a little late today to both the listeners and yourself. Because I was deep into live stream, getting stuff loaded up and getting ready for Halloween.
I am notorious for being late, and I don't mean to be. It's just one of those things. I read something somewhere about television. I have so much to say, I can't say it. one of the people I ran across. Well, you want to talk about great things? Is one of the people I ran across was the son of a children's show host when I was a kid. There was that guy, you know. It was like, oh, you get up in the morning, you got your cereal, you turn around, there's that guy, and he's going to show you cartoons, and he's going to talk to you, and it's going to be a great time. This is way back when, you know, 60s and stuff like that. And
right.
I ran across his son, right? And so I jumped onto this fan page, you know, and you know, I jump in, and the guy's like, who are you? You look so spooky. And I was like, oh, no, here's who I am and what's going on. And they were like, oh, wow, this is amazing. And then they tuned into the horror show, and they were like, oh, you're just like Shock Theater. And I was like, well, sort of. And since then, I've gotten so much information from them. But one thing that you get told about production television is never do your own makeup. And I got to tell you, doing your own makeup, especially if it's got a little bit of technicality to it, I guess, it takes a while. It takes a while to put on, takes a while to get off. You know, it's like. So I am constantly fighting a clock, trying to make it to the 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time hour to click the button. And what I do typically is I try to I put in what I call a musical interlude, which goes in, you know, we have a down in my crypt, we do have a ghost cow. And every time I'm running a film, every once in a while, the ghost, oh, there he is. Oh, yeah, okay. And so, yeah, the ghost cow pops in. So yeah, you know, you got that, and then every once in a while someone falls down, you know, and you got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Yeah, it takes a while. It takes quite a bit to put it all together and finally turn it on. But prior to, I do a mic test and I try to get the levels right, and then in between, I do what would that stuff be called? Genre music, schlocky, gimmicky horror movie music stuff, you know.
Right.
Drac is back and stuff like that.
There were a host
that kind of helped to make me who I am, like Dr. Gruesome and Skeeter from up there in the Virginia area. Dr. Madblood, which is in Norfolk, and he actually started out as Bozo the Clown. I was like crazy when I found out. Mad Frank from the Dakotas. I don't know if you ever run across his stuff. And then later,
Mad Frank. Yep.
Yeah, and then later on the interwebs, Ms. Monster and her Monster Melons is hilarious fun. It sounds risque. It's really not. And the original Svengoolie, I didn't get a chance because I wasn't in that area, but the original Svengoolie,
yeah.
The guy that played piano, did guitar, did everything but tap dance. And then down in Florida, we had Dr. Paul Bearer, and he did a creature feature thing.
He was something else.
Janet Decay, the Mummy and the Monkey. See, they took two things and they just hit me with the rubber chicken because anytime you're working with a monkey, you win.
Yeah. Well, they're up my way. They're up in the Cleveland area.
Yeah. And just hilarious and fun people.
Yep.
So anyway, so that was I made it to blog, and then Blog TV died. They sold out. They sold to You Now or some other. And the problem with You Now is that they don't support what I did. So then I went bouncing around from website to website to finally end up where I am now,
which
on
is
iVlog. iVlog.com.
You blog, iVlog. We all blog.
Don't you blog, iVlog, they vlog. We all vlog, you know. So that was another thing. I had to get down something. One thing Dracula never said, never ever in any movie ever, I don't think, did he ever say blah blah. And so I say blah blah to every. In fact, that's my hello to everyone. Another thing that you can't do couldn't do on production television, or unfortunately, and this isn't a slam or anything, but on Creepy Castle or on Eerie or Monster Vision or any of these, unless the person is actually there and can type it, most of the stuff's pre-recorded. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yeah,
there are
ways to patch in live. Now, I haven't done it yet. I know the Vortex has tried a few times. But, again, live stream is a fading venue. It's going to be gone before you know it. So, got to find something new. I like the pre-recorded venue, although I wouldn't mind trying what you do sometime.
Here's one rub that's a good
cool
thing. Is you get to do this, is I come on as soon as I can, as fast as I can, I get there's lighting involved, there's the set, there's things, and I put that all up. And then press the button, and here we go, we're streaming. All right, so that's going on. I've got all these things in this program set up, old commercials for products that don't exist.
I wish I was streaming. I got a prostate the size of the Hindenburg, but I digress.
Yeah. Oh, where yeah, I got it, yeah. Okay, there we go. That needed a punchline. All right, yeah. So ring that bell. Liberty Markets. That was an old thing. Bowman Body used to have a thing where he'd go, Liberty Markets, and he'd sell Liberty Market produce or something. I don't remember. And one of the viewers, they're from that area, and they said something about Liberty Markets. So I got a bell, and I ring the bell, like, Liberty Markets. Which doesn't
more
exist anymore.
Bell. More cowbell.
Yeah.
Bell.
Cowbell. Yeah, if I do have some cowbells around here. I can't put my hands on one right this second. Anywho, so one of the things that I have the opportunity to do, this is the ramblings of Gar, right?
Yes.
Boy, are we rambling.
Yes, we are.
Once it's up and running and everything, I do something that you can't do with the pre-recorded, is you get to see Gar's face and the mouth move and everything, and he goes – hello there, Gordy Hodder Show, blah, blah, to you. And that's the hello. And then I go right down the list, Evil Andy Report, blah, blah, to you, and all those. And I do that. So the viewer gets an opportunity to go, blah, blah, back to you too, Gar. You know?
Yeah.
and that's kind of
fun. Barbara
from
Romper Room, except you get a response. I see.
I actually do have a magnifying glass, and I move it between me and the camera and go, I see you there. I see. Don't do it. I don't, you know, we don't do that here, but, you know, what you do on the other side of the camera, you know, we're looking. And, you know, so we get that. Yeah, I try. I'm a Romper Room kid. You know, do be and don't be, you know, and all that. So.
Oh, listen, I tell you what, I have issues with Miss Barbara. I'll tell you that right now real fast. I was adopted. I was adopted
right.
When I was four. My
uh-huh.
maiden name. Maiden name? Yeah, my maiden name.
When back when you were a maiden, yes.
Yeah, was Michael. Yes, and I was renamed Dale. And, okay, and okay, so I got issues with that. I got all kind of issues. But
yeah.
But damn that.
More
Miss
issues
Barbara
than tissues.
Called. Damn that Miss Barbara never called out Dale.
Never.
I mean, it's a miracle I'm not a serial killer, you know?
You might be. We don't know.
I'm pretty safe. I'll tell you what, we only got a couple minutes left. I want to remind everyone you can log back into the archive because I'm hoping that Gar Lagool will stick around for the bonus time. There's an extra 15 minutes that's recorded after the regular time is out. And we'll continue this chat if you don't mind.
And by gosh,
Gar, you've got to come back. I mean, you've got so much to say.
I do. Blah, blah.
And it's wonderful. I mean, I could chat with you forever. You're a fun guy. Not like
it's
a mushroom.
Good people.
Just a fun
yeah.
guy.
Thank you. We're like at 28. 29. Do we let it run out with music, or do you want to hear me ramble on for another minute?
Oh, no, we got about 50 seconds or so left, so ramble on.
Okay. So there is great fun in doing the live thing. It's incredibly exhausting, though. It's a four-hour program, so that's a lot of stuff. And you're overviewing everything. And do things break when you do live stuff? Yes, they do. So that's fun, too.
Well, that gives you the opportunity to ad lib, and if anyone can do it, I know you're the guy. That has got to be very exhausting.
You.
4 hours.
Four hours.
That's really incredible. You've got me totally impressed.
Thank you. Well, I try. I try every week, and every week I win at failing. I bring the worst of the best, or the best of the worst. All right.
With 10 seconds left, say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everyone. Blah, blah to you. And enjoy
you
your week.
Careful.
The Glory
Horror
is.
Show. That is Susie Q. We'll see you next time.
Hey.
And now we're in the bonus time.
Now we're in bonus time. Yay.
Bonus time. Bonus time.
I like bonus time. I don't know why. I feel more free in bonus time.
Now we can talk about people. Hey.
Yeah, if there was anyone I had to talk about. I think I mentioned everyone. Let's see. Other things that I do, because see, basically, someone had a problem once with some of the content that I put in there. One day, I had nothing going on, and we're watching Horrible Horror, and I break it up into two parts. I have the pre-feature, and then I've got the feature presentation. The feature presentation, of course, is the entire 1.5, 2-hour film, whatever. And then
now,
the pre-feature.
Do you show the movie in its entirety, or do you take breaks in the movie and
oh, no, I break
things,
it up. I'm interrupting, going, hey, your arm smells. Go do something, or whatever.
Yeah.
No, actually, what I say is Horrible Horrors brought to you by Gulaid, made by the makers of Fangmart. And we like the Fangberry flavor. Why? Because it does a dead body good. And I tell everyone, when you see me, it's your opportunity to go get yourself a quality beverage or get rid of a quality beverage, meaning this is the opportunity. So I am the commercial interruption. But I'm not selling anything. And see, that was what Creature Feature and all of those, Shock Theater, they were selling to local businesses inexpensive airtime late at night.
That's a paradigm of all the horror hosts. We had the local ones here too. I remember the Ghoul had a little deal with this one Chevrolet dealer. They had a very elderly gentleman, and he would see the USA in a C. Miller Chevrolet, and he would blow a kiss at the camera, and it was kind of creepy, but
kind of disconcerting.
Disconcerting.
Thank you,
is
old
a good
guy.
Word.
That was gross.
Yeah, kind of, but cute at the same time, and that was his shtick,
right.
And that's how he sold his cars, and that was one of the advertisers the ghoul had on old Kaiser Channel 61, which later got syndicated. There are people in other markets who have seen Ron Swede the Ghoul's show. When he came back to Cleveland in the early 80s, that's when I met him and was fortunate enough to work on a show for a year, so I do have a little bit of television under my belt.
There you go. See, I have no television. I wish I actually
Oh, yes,
have,
you do.
Have...
Yes, you do. Yes,
well,
you do. This is television today. This is,
I
the
guess.
Internet
yes.
is television.
Right.
Yes, you do.
So
Don't sell
like,
yourself.
And Misty Brew
too.
Had, like, Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull, which is just great.
Yeah,
if you remember
Pabst
the old...
Blue Ribbon, too, I think. Yeah.
Blue Ribbon. I'm sorry. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yeah, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Elvira that got Schlitz. Anyway. I'm not selling anything, so everything I've got is made up. So one time, I played, this little thing. I had time. I played like a snippet of the Banana Splits, and someone said,
beautiful.
This is horrible horror. Why are you playing Banana Splits? And off the top of my head, because that's how I have to do things, top of my head, bottom of the shoe, right? I said, this is how this works. Hi, this is horrible horror. We need content. The end of story. Because the Banana Splits was content. And,
it is.
So,
and I've gotten the same criticism for showing like the Stooges or cartoons.
Right.
But those of us that are your age, my age, we remember those things went hand in hand with the horror host, with local television, and the things
yes.
we remember and
yes.
we love and that we want to share with
yes.
our viewers and listeners, absolutely.
Because there's a group, there's a whole host of what?
A vacuum. A hole, a vacuum.
Yeah, there's this big, huge space of people that don't know who Snorky the Elephant is, and we need to share this.
Yes.
You know, and and so
Snorky's
yeah.
important. Damn it.
Snorky's important, you know. Yeah, good. Yeah, you know, and you know, you have to know about what was the sour grapes bunch. You got to know about them, and you got to know about the two girls that play on guitar. You know, tra la la boomski, tra la la boomski, and all that. You know, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
It was the sisters, the two sisters that play guitar, the little teeny kids. Tra la la boomski. Anyway, but I digress, as I normally do. there's content, and you're trying to do that. But at the same time, you get the opportunity to actually interact with the people watching. And they enjoy that because you'll tell a joke, and they'll make a comment about the joke. And, yeah, so it's just, you know, it's fun.
Or sometimes a joke about the comment. It's an absolute hoot. And it's called iBlog. So for those that have come back to the archive to listen to Gar the Ghoul,
right?
Tell them how they can watch your show. I mean, they can go to your Facebook page and find
yeah.
the links, but go ahead and tell them how they can watch
yeah.
your show.
Yeah, we'll do a threesome on this.
Ooh.
Isn't that fun? Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, one is Facebook, Horrible Horror, starring Gar the Ghoul, spelled G-A-R, like the fish, T-H-E, G-H-O-U-L. And there's spaces in there. Figure it out. The other thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, right. And then the other is to find me as an individual on Facebook. When I first signed up for Facebook, I signed up and I was Gar the Ghoul. And then Facebook said, we don't think that's your real name. And so I said, okay, well, here you go. G. Gar Thaddeus T. and Gernstein, G. And so my name on Facebook, instead of Gar the Ghoul, is still the same first letters, but it's now Gar Thaddeus, T-H-A-D-D-E-U-S, Gernstein, G-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. And the funny thing
Gernstein,
about that was...
I give out.
I know. It was so funny because as soon as I did that, all the people that were friended to me started sending me Jewish jokes, and I'm like, I'm not Jewish. So that was fun. And then the last way is... on that group page, Horrible Heart starring Guard of the Ghoul, I post links on there to tell you how to when I broadcast, the link is right there to go to iVlog, IVLOG, V as in Victor, not B as in boy, iVlog.com.
And there's
a Guard of the Ghoul page there.
Very, very good. That's,
can't believe I said that with one mouth, right?
No, hey, why not? No,
yeah.
I think you have a fantastic thing going. It's no surprise to me that you have a good following, and you and I have a lot of mutual friends on them, their internets. Keep doing what you're doing. My God.
content. We're talking about content. Really, really quick. Yesterday, I pulled out my box of Ben Cooper Halloween costumes and showed some of them. And see, that's kind of fun. You know, people go, oh, I remember those. Or I'll pull out some books that I'm reading, or comic books that are interesting for horror people and stuff like that. So there's a whole bunch of different stuff you can do that's content.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's all about, content. And entertaining, both of those.
That you are. You've got a motor that just won't quit, and I think that's refreshing. I
pray to the coffee god every day.
Thank you, coffee. Stuff?
Yeah. A grinding we will go.
He's got a caffeine IV drip.
That and sound effects. Yeah, so, yeah.
I'd make that sound when a beautiful girl walks by. Do it.
Oh, well, see, there's two different ones. See, there's, you know, so you can go either way. I mean,
oh, that's
just got
wind
risque.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, we got risque. Sorry, it turned blue for a second there, but keep breathing, you'll turn back to your regular color.
That's no fun. Not challenging.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, all right. Ding dong. You know, got to watch out for that the ghost cow. Yeah, there he is.
Speaking of ding-dongs, that's when you know you've hit the comedy. I became a real fan of the horror hosts, you know, right in my preteens, you know, 12,
mm-hmm.
11, 12.
Right.
And we had a plethora, by the way, is more than two, of them here.
Less than
in Ohio.
Seven, but yeah.
Yes. Here in Cleveland, and you know you hit the... You've got something going when you can make someone pass a ho-ho or a ding-dong through their nose.
Oh, yeah.
At the lunch table.
You know, and
cool.
I generally leave that to my technical crew, you know, because they do that. That's their job. Them monkeys.
And they work
so.
For peanuts, right?
Bananas. A little bit more expensive. I should have gotten an elephant. I really should have got an elephant. But there's only so much space in the old crypt here. You know,
I had one
elephant, Well, now you've had your first taste of the ramblings of Gar. I hope you enjoyed it.
I'm still enjoying it. Are you kidding me?
You're still enjoying it. We can't stop.
We can't stop. We still got 4 minutes.
No, it's weird. I was a superhero kid. I liked, you know, superhero and comic books and stuff like that. And the horror stuff was like fun and spooky, but not my centrist. And then later, especially doing this, all of a sudden it's like, wow, there's so much to learn about the horror genre and, you know, movies and stuff like that. And there are.
Well, let me ask you this. As a comic book guy or kid back in the day, it seems that you and I are roughly the same age.
Right.
Were you a Marvel guy or a DC guy, or did you float back and forth?
I think the word is avarice. Or I was hungry for words, and I was an artist, so I love the visual aspect. I can't think of the word. What's that guy's name? Continuous artwork. That fantastic art and the words and the stories, and there was imagination. So I was just really hungry for anything I could get my hands on, even to include.
You didn't favor one publisher over another then.
Okay, I will admit I am a Batman fan, but I blame Adam West for that. Okay?
Okay.
And I was I was like 2 or 3 years old, and there was Adam West climbing a building, and I'm sorry, he got me. hook in mouth right there, you know.
I have to say that that is true for myself at that age. And well, that was a new show around 66, 67.
Yes.
But when the Spider-Man cartoon came out, then Marvel grabbed me, and I became a Marvel madman. I love Marvel Comics.
I towed lines in both, and I enjoyed both. I love the work of Gil Kane, who's an artist who's passed away, did Spider-Man. Gil Kane.
You know what? I'll be frank with you. He was not my fave. Not my fave.
As an artist, if you're an artist, like you actually draw, my gosh, this guy was the guy to figure out how he drew stuff, because he was amazing with anatomy, just crazy with anatomy. And he also was notorious for a perspective of looking up someone's nose.
That's what I didn't like about him.
Why are we seeing this guy's nostrils?
And I don't need to have that much detail on the septum, okay? Thank you very much.
Right.
maybe he was a short man and he wanted to share. I don't know.
I don't know. But he caught him and Gene Colon, who did Dracula, Tomb of Dracula, Marvel comic.
Gene Colon was great.
So as an artist guy, and I was trying to duplicate all this stuff to eventually create my own, and you've seen a few of my doodles.
Yes.
I never made it. I never went that direction. And I'm at the point now where I'm unfortunately, and this isn't a bad thing, I'm not going anywhere, disabled, I'm doing my thing. So that's what it is.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
That's why
God exists. You're certainly making the most of it and having a lot of fun doing what you do.
I do try. I don't do anything negative.
I noticed that, and that is one of the reasons I really enjoy having you on the show, because I stepped away from some negativity lately. Because I have no room for it in my life, in my soul, in my heart, and I need to have fun doing what I'm doing. I'd like to build a new team here at Erie House, and I'm going to do it very slowly and very carefully this time.
Right. If I was in the area, I'd sign right up. But
you don't have to be, and if you're serious, we'll talk about that later offline. We got a little less than a minute. If we get cut off suddenly, there's no countdown for the end of the bonus time here. So don't think I was rude or got bored and just got rid of you. If we get cut off suddenly, I apologize in advance.
Okay. So tap dancing? I don't know.
Digga.
All right. Yeah, there we go. Lowell. Yeah. All right. Yeah. What do we do for a minute? I don't know. Slide whistle off.
So you go back.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
There we go. It's a beautiful thing. That's one problem with Blog Talk. They don't give me a lot of sound bites here. I guess I could play them live on the computer, but
I know,
manipulate everything at once.
It's not easy, you know.
All right, we gotta go. Talk to you later.